The Mavericks are off to a 3-1 start. They got a win last night in Minnesota, beating the Timberwolves 120 to 114. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the Mavericks head coach, Jason Kidd. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to have you on to talk about the kickoff to the season.
Well, we don't really have a kickoff in basketball. I mean, I guess I could work with league officials to have one added to satisfy your interrogative requirements.
No.
But I think it would be a little bit awkward to start every game by kicking the basketball from one end of the court to the other. But, I mean, if it makes you happy, I'll work tirelessly to bring that about.
No. That's not what I meant.
No, I think we were just trying to have you on to, you know, pick your brain about this year's team.
Well, I won't really allow anyone, including my loved ones, to pick my brain. I mean, that's way too destructive of gray matter. I mean, and the removal of the skull so that you could even get a dental pick in the cerebral cortex seems like it would be difficult. But if you like, I can ask our training staff to install a hidden skull plug so that you could at least get in there a little bit easier with your implements of torture, so you could pick the parts of my brain out that contain the memories of rolling my SUV while crying and listening to Tony Braxton songs, if that's what you want.
No, that's not what we want. Just a figure of speech is all it was.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us on the Ticket. All right, let's talk basketball. With the addition of Klay Thompson, gives you quite a three-headed monster, doesn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say we have a three-headed monster on the team. I mean, I know it's Halloween, but that would be very spooky if we had a three-headed monster. You know, just like one body, but maybe one werewolf head and a minotaur head and one Klay Thompson head on the same body, and all bickering with each other all the time, arguing about who's going to get to wear the headphones to listen to the Taylor Swift Essentials playlist on Apple Music. But but I don't think that kind of creature is found on our roster. I mean, in fact, I think it's kind of insulting to insinuate that anyone's a three-headed monster or any team. I mean, if a person was a three-headed monster, I would think that person's mommy's vagina doctor would notice that in an ultrasound.
And tell her ahead of time, I guess.
I think she would probably support her own right to choose in that case.
Oh, my gosh.
A three-headed baby is hard to pass out of the front girl butt. So
I didn't intend for that question to go there.
If that's what you're saying, is that a woman who's gestating a monstrous fetus containing three craniums should go out of state to get rid of a rotten womb fruit, I can't support that.
No, it's not where I was headed at all.
I can't believe we landed there. All right, let me try another basketball question. What a huge shot by Luka late in the game. But I wouldn't say in these first three or four games that he's shooting lights out.
Well, you know, as a coach and as a team leader, I don't support anybody shooting the lights out. I mean, that's, you know, illumination is very important in a basketball facility. And if there were no lumens of any extensive nature due to player-related gunfire, then how would anyone even see the rim to execute a successful basketball shot? So I don't think you thought the question out too much. But So maybe you should think a little bit more about the seriousness of bulb-targeted gunplay before you ask the next basketball question.
You're right. That one's on me.
Well, we know you got to run. We appreciate the time, and good luck.
Well, I don't have to run. I'm not running from anything. I mean, I don't know why you're prescribing an exercise for me when I have my own freedom of choice to do elliptical or rowing or jiu-jitsu. But, I mean, why didn't you say we know you got a jiu-jitsu? That would have been more accurate than saying we know you got to run.
Again, just a figure of speech.
Good morning.
All right, good luck, coach. We'll see you. There goes Jason Kidd.